Proclamation number 3461 of 11th of March, 1945. Task of the tools on earth. Teach the ignorant, and speak comfort and strength to the knowledgeable. This is your task on earth to which God has called you. For all people are in need. Spiritually and also earthly, you shall bring them help. You shall serve as mediators between God and people who are helpless and expect help from God. You should try to make them understand the necessity of earthly suffering. You should emphasize God's great love, which only wants to save the souls. And you should inform them of God's will. But the knowledgeable are likewise in need if they lack spiritual encouragement. You are to impart this to them. You are to place yourselves at God's disposal so that He can speak through you to those who need comfort and strength in difficult times. You, who have been entrusted with this ministry, will never lack strength. For He who has chosen you also provides you with the gifts to be able to fulfill your task. He will always give you the opportunity to exercise your ministry, for you will always and everywhere find people who are pressed to the ground by adversity, who hope for strength and help from you and to whom you should now bring His word in God's name. For His word is comfort and strength for the knowledgeable and enlightenment for the ignorant. His word is wisdom and love. It is light and power. And therefore you should always remain in contact with the giver of strength, with God Himself, who constantly imparts it to you through the transmission of His word. You, who are called by God to work for Him, are also constantly recipients of strength in order to be able to exercise your ministry, and you should also constantly use the strength. You should pass it on to the powerless, the despondent, to the lightless, erring people to whom you thereby do a great good. God instructs you to work for Him. And in His name you should therefore impart His gift of grace to your fellow human beings so that many will be blessed, so that they will feel the strength of the divine word and strengthen body and soul in the struggle for life. If you willingly submit yourselves to this task, you will also be successfully active, for then you will be driven by love for your fellow human beings and seek to help them. And every deed of love already carries a blessing in itself. It imparts strength to the one it is meant for. God's word is accessible to anyone who desires it, and God truly knows best how He offers it to him, in what form He presents His word to people. He will already reward the desire for Himself through the impartation of His word, which again demonstrates His love to the human being because it signifies comfort and refreshment for him and help in spiritual as well as physical adversity. For anyone who hears His word will have his adversity remedied, because God Himself promises His help to the human being and His word is truth. So that humanity can now take notice of His word, you should spread it and be eagerly active for Him and His kingdom. For it will need comfort and strength. In greatest adversity it will only be able to adhere to the divine word, and you should show people this path. Then the adversity will be remedied for those who are of good will, for as soon as they recognize God, fulfill His will and allow themselves to be instructed, they will also attain profound faith and perform works of love themselves. And then they will no longer be oppressed by earthly adversity because the spiritual adversity, which was the cause of the body's suffering on earth, will have been remedied. And therefore diligently carry out your activity which is assigned to you as a task. Teach the ignorant and speak comfort and strength to those who are knowledgeable. For you are only God's instruments which he uses so that he can make himself known to people. Amen.